Hey kids, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Oh, Susanna and Susie Cowpie on tonight's show. In addition to Susie, we've got an exclusive new John Prine live album to preview. We're going to go dog walking, we're going to make fun of British people, and we're going to solve the great Napster mystery. Plus, we're feeling kind of horny tonight. I'll warn you right now. Still, stay tuned, won't you, to the Twang Trust.
They won't lose a glow, and the band will play and go on with the show, and you're gonna get your turn. Yes, you're gonna get your turn. Son, you're gonna get your turn.
Well, things sure got shitty real fast, didn't they? That was Chris Stapleton from his latest album, Starting Over and Watch You Burn. And that goes not only to the guys pulling the trigger, but all the guys standing by watching the triggers being pulled and doing nothing about it. I can remember after the Parkland shootings, you know, those kids were really giving her. And you really felt a sense of optimism, like something might actually happen this time. And look where we are. Nowhere. Oh, we could go down that rabbit hole, but I don't have the energy or the optimism, frankly. How about we just start the show by making fun of British people? That seems like a good way to go. You know, I've been watching this show, Debris. Have you seen that? It's this science fiction show about an alien spaceship that blew up and is slowly falling to Earth in bits and pieces, and all the bits and pieces do weird things when they enter our atmosphere. And there's a CIA agent and an MI6 agent, and they've partnered up and they're investigating all this stuff. But like any science fiction story, you know, there's a big gaping hole in the logic of the whole thing. And in this show, it's the fact that both the American and the British agent both pronounce the word debris. This song here is from Ronnie Lane and the Faces. It's a song about Ronnie going shopping with his dad as a kid amongst the debris.
Two, three, four.
Left you on the debris at the Sunday morning market. You were sorting through the odds and ends. You was looking for a bargain. I heard your footsteps at the front door, and that old familiar love song. Gosh, you knew you'd find me waiting there at the top of the stairs. I went there and back just to see how far it was. And you tried to tell me, but I had to learn for myself. There's more trouble at the depot with the General Workers Union. And you said they'll never change a thing. Well, they won't fight, and they're not working. Left you on the debris Now we both know you got the money, and I wonder what you would have done without me hanging around. Up coffee and cake on a crackling stereo, the ghosts of Sun Ra, Charlie Parker, Miles and Coltrane Blue. I'd kick back in my chair, that sweet honeyed jazz in the air, and the sun shining through. It was the nearest thing to hip. It was the nearest thing to help in this shithole. And it's gone. It was the nearest thing to help. It was the nearest thing to help in this shithole. And it's gone. Go, I see streets that are low on distinction and high on the banal and the bland. How did we get to this? We plumbed the abyss by the twisted grace of the law of supply and demand. Well, there's no use crying and no use sighing over stone, wood, wire, glass, and cement. But there's a little record store with a wooden floor that ain't there no more that I used to frequent. It was the nearest thing to help. It was the nearest thing to help in this shithole. And it's gone. It was the nearest thing to help. It was the nearest thing to help in this shithole. And it's gone. Now I need to get out of this hullabaloo. And I remember an old-fashioned bar that I with an old-fashioned barman wearing old-fashioned clothes. But when I get there, it's being bulldozed. So I follow my nose down Comatose Lane through the strip back, ripped up wastes of woebegone square. I find myself on Deadbeat Street, my feet beginning to ache, despair in the air. The only thing bright in this blighted town are the billboard adverts everywhere displayed like mocking shades. The dusty second-hand bookshop is now a scum-encrusted amusement arcade. It was the nearest thing to hip. It was the nearest thing to hip in this shithole.
and it's gone. It was the nearest thing to hip. It was the nearest thing to hip in this shithole. And it's gone.
A goofy little number, wasn't it? I don't know what album that was from. That was T-Rex and Deborah. It's from the Baby Driver soundtrack. Deborah. It rhymes with zebra. And how about the Waterboys before that? Love that song. Nearest thing to hip from their album Modern Blues. There's a lot of things to love about that song, but the number one thing to love about it is when Mike Scott tells you about the store that he used to frequent. And the faces at the top of that set, Ronnie Lane and Debris. British people are funny. Well, things aren't as nice as they once were all over the place. Have you noticed? What happened to that spring we were having? It's coming back, don't worry. It'll be here soon enough. Yesterday and today were kind of crappy, but it starts to get warmer. It's going to be a nice weekend again. Spring is still sprung. Or is the fearless protector of the stew dome, Luna likes to refer to it. It's dead squirrel season. Very exciting. Not quite as exciting as last year, though. Last year, boy, in the first month of thaw, we must have found 24 dead squirrels, and I had to wrestle them out of her mouth. There was one particularly fresh and juicy corpse that, I almost dislocated my shoulder trying to rip it out of her mouth. It hurt for like 2 months. Seriously, it was bad. But a year later, all I got to do, a stern drop it, and we're good. You know, she's got a long way to go still, but we've come a long way too. So this next set is for Luna and all you other dogs and dog walkers out there. This one's by Luna's request. This is Alex Voles on the Twang Trust.
Dead squirrel, dead squirrel, lying in the street.
Yeah.
Dead squirrel, dead squirrel, lying in the street.
You,
it's buffing out all the guts.
Grouse,
yucky too.
That's right.
Dead squirrel, lying in the street. The next day, it was gross.
What?
It was flattened. Its head came straight off.
Ew.
Yuck. Dead squirrel, lying in the street. Ew. Its tail was perfectly fine. It was so fluffy.
Ew.
But I touched it.
Ew.
You touched the dead squirrel?
Yeah, I touched its tail.
Gross.
But I washed my hands right after I did it.
You still shouldn't touch dead squirrels in the road.
Sorry, that dead squirrel, when I touched it, was kind of weird.
Dead squirrel, lying in the street. Dead squirrel, lying in the street.
Yeah! Thank you very much.
I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to, he's my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to, he's my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to, he's my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to, he's my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. Song. If you don't love this song, that's okay. I don't want you to. This isn't about you, it's about my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to, he's my dog.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Whoa, people, won't you leave my dog alone? People, won't you leave my dog alone? All he ever my dog alone. Hey people, won't you leave my cat alone? People, won't you leave my cat alone? He never said a bad word, no, not him. Why'd you throw him in the river, people? He can't swim. Oh, people, won't you leave my cat alone? I said, people, won't you leave this girl alone? I know exactly where it's at for me. Just let me be the way I wanna be. Yeah, people, won't you leave this girl alone?
I'll be a good dog, I promise. Take me. No, no, don't walk past. Take me home. Yes, I'm the... Don't walk past. Yes, I'm the one. Yes, take me home. About my past, you'll never know. On the cage, it says something about San Jose, but that was then. Now let's go. We'll live. We'll play. No, don't walk past. I'm the one for you. The rocks will go to streams. We'll run in the morning. We'll swim in the cold. We'll have a laugh. We'll have our time. Take me home. Take me home. I'm the one. No, don't walk past. Take me home.
Dogs all from out in the black area too, babe. And they looking over here barking too, and he's looking at me too, honey. We call him that big black dog. That big, big black dog. Yes, he is, honey. That's what you call him. Now, child, we got dogs here from China. Call them Chow. But, honey, that ain't what I call them. I call them Ling Ting Tong Hong. That's what I call them. I can't call them nothing else. We got dogs here from Japan. You know they're cousins, honey. Japan and China, they cousins. Call them Aita. But I call them Bolita, honey. That's what they are to me. Bolita. Got dogs here from over in Alaska, child. And I got old name, I just call them Husky. That's what they are, Husky, honey. Got dogs from Germany, honey. They call them the German Shepherd, child. German Shepherd, yes, they do. That's what they call them, honey. Shut up. They call them, now listen, I've been, wait, uh-huh. German Shepherd, I knew you would accept that. When they got them down in Mexico, they should call them Come a Star. But they call them another name on the Chaka Waka Dinababasha. I mean, that just mean a dog, honey. A Mexican dog. Yes, honey. Ooh, wait a minute, honey. Where's the queen? She didn't come. Sit the dog. Honey, they sent a dog from England, honey. I saw from Buckingham Palace. They sent the queen. They sent her. And what you call the dog, huh? What? They call them bulldogs in England, too, honey. The straight old bulldogs. Bow! Wow, 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 wow. That's what they call them. They got dogs from Watts, too, honey. They call them the watchdog. I mean, they watch everything come. God don't know what's going to take over, honey. Watch, 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 watch. Watchdog. That's it. Everybody's got a dog. I don't care if he's long or tall.
Puppy dog, see the dog happy. of a dog. See the dog happy, clever dog. Bow wow, wow. Bow wow, wow. Bow wow, wow. The dogs are still barking. They happy now, 'cause they found somebody to love them. You know, if a person ain't right, you watch a dog, he won't go close to him. Don't want no parts of him. You can't touch his head. You just start to say, bow, wow, 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 wow. Besides God to have, you can't get a human being, or your brother or sister, black, white, red, brown, or yellow, to get a good old dog, no matter what color he is, honey. He's a good dog. Some of us need a good dog, not a hot dog, but a good dog.
Oh, Richard. Richard, Richard. Oh, that's from the album Southern Child that was locked away in a closet somewhere for decades and decades and just got officially released this past Record Store Day. Puppy dog song. Yeah, we all need a good dog, not a hot dog. And from his most recent album, Sa, yes, Sa, S-A, that's what it's called. I don't know what it means. Maybe it's Spanish for something. He's big on that. That was Jonathan Richman. And yes, Take Me Home. Boy, Jonathan's been up to a lot lately. We'll get into that maybe next week. But he's been busy, and I hadn't even noticed. Lots of JoJo in upcoming shows. Very exciting. And Nancy Sinatra before Jonathan with Leave My Dog Alone. The newly retired Brian Henneman and his Bottle Rockets with Dog. From their album South Broadway Athletic Club. And we started it off with Alex Voles and Dead Squirrel. Hope you don't have to wrestle too many dead squirrels out of your dog's mouth this season. Haven't noticed near as many as last year. I don't know. Maybe last year was just, there was a weird dead squirrel epidemic. I don't know. Only found one so far. Oh, kind of disappointing. Hey, you ever feel real horny somewhere where you probably shouldn't? That's what this next set is all about. All four of the songs in this set all feature horns. And with the exception of the second one, a cut from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes' newly re-released with bonus track, Tom Waits' tribute album called Grapefruit Moon, all these songs are from bands that you don't normally expect to hear horns with. But it totally works. And let's kick it off with this super rare promo-only Jimmy Iovine-produced single remix, now conveniently found on the Super Deluxe Please to Meet Me box set. This is The Replacements. I promise not to roll the dress again.
can't wait. Hardly you feel right. It's a great new brand of smoke, till your head and clears your throat. Keeps you young and so in touch.
Punk rock here on the Twang Trust. That was X-Ray Specs and The Day the World Turned Dayglow from their debut album, Germ-Free Adolescence. Big hit in the summer of 79, boy, on CJUM FM 101. I used to have a clear vinyl UK import of that album. Sold it 100 years ago. Still regret it. Before that, from Australia, The Saints. That was back in their early punk rock days. From their second album, Eternally Yours, that was Know Your Product. Punk rock, but they still managed to get a saxophone in there. Crazy, that. And it worked. Before that, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes' Grapefruit Moon was the record. Came out originally back in, I don't know, gosh, a good 12, 13 years ago or something. Great album produced by La Bamba. All Tom Waits songs. Just got a fancy re-release, and they added in a bonus track, a live cut of another Tom Waits cover. But that's my highlight. I requested that at a show shortly after that album came out. I got the chance to see them down in Florida. Remember when you could go to Florida and not die? Yeah. Good times. Good times. And the Replacements kicked that off with Can't Hardly Wait. The super rare promo-only Jimmy Iovine single remix was the one we heard. Pick it up on that Super Deluxe Please to Meet Me reissue box that came out a little while ago. It's tasty. Okay, so are you ready for the great Napster mystery? This is pretty exciting. I got an email the other day from Stevie Simpkin. Do you know who Stevie Simpkin is? He's the guy who last summer wrote a book about Chuck Prophet. Took me a while to finally get around to buying a copy, but I did and I read it. And there was something in there. It wasn't fully explained. It was just sort of barely mentioned and left kind of open-ended. But it struck a nerve in me and it brought up some old memories. And I did some investigating. And both me and Stevie are on the same page. We think we've discovered something. See, now way back in the Napster days, the original Napster days, you know, you could get anything for free. And that lasted for, it didn't last that long. But it was good, you know, if you wanted to own like a digital copy of like some obscure Gary Lewis and the Playboys song, but you just felt embarrassed paying a dollar for it, you know, you could steal it on Napster. And that was fine. I thought that was fine. Even though ultimately it was pretty evil. But you could also search for stuff and you'd find occasional rare gems, you know, like bootleg things or just oddball bits and pieces that you didn't know where they were from. Like there was a real famous bit where Austin, Texas's beloved Gourds released a version of Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. And somebody uploaded it to Napster. They found it somewhere, didn't know who the actual band was. And they kind of assumed it was the band Phish, just because, you know, Phish is the kind of band that might do a bluegrass take on Gin and Juice. So whatever joker uploaded it thought, oh, I'll just put Phish's name on it. It sounds like Phish to me. And the song kind of went viral, and it wasn't credited to the Gourds for the longest time. And even today, a lot of people still think that version is by Phish, and it's not. And we don't talk about Phish on this show either, by the way. Especially when you could talk about the Gourds, for God's sake. But anyway, I was looking around on Napster one day, and I decided to see if I could find any Chuck Prophet rarities out there that I didn't have. And lo and behold, this one file comes up, and Chuck's name is on it. He's like, you know, it's just sort of in brackets in this song. And it's a song I always loved in a guilty pleasure kind of way. And I don't know, I love it so much, it's not even, I don't even have any guilt anymore. I still love it to this day. And we've played it on here before, and it's not really feeling like summer, but we're going to hear it anyhow. Because it's the greatest summer song of all time, I would think. We're talking, of course, about Len and their song Steal My Sunshine. So here's this file of this dance mix of this song, and Chuck Prophet's name is attached to it. And I'm wondering, what does Chuck have to do with this song? Chuck couldn't have played on this. And I did all kinds of investigating. I could not, for the life of me, find anywhere where Chuck was like a session guitarist or did some production or something. There was nothing out there, no information at all, no matter how hard I looked. So I sort of assumed it was just like the Gourds thing. You know, it was some idiot who made this file and didn't know what he was talking about. Well, here I am reading Stevie Simpkin's book on Chuck Prophet just recently. And you get to around the year 1999 when Chuck is working on his album, The Hurting Business, one of my favorite Chuck Prophet records, easy. And it was produced by this guy named Jaquire King. Now, Mr. King was just sort of starting out in his career. He'd go on to produce all kinds of folks. Everyone from Smash Mouth, No Doubt, and Kings of Leon to Josh Ritter, Shania Twain, and Tom Waits. In fact, Jaquire produced a good chunk of Tom Waits' album, Mule Variations, just before he started working with Chuck Prophet. Well, in the book, it mentions Chuck going over to England, hanging out with Jaquire King, and playing on some sort of dance remix of some song. And Chuck's talking about this in the book, and he says, yeah, it was, I forget, it was like a Pete Townsend cut or something. And I'm thinking, that sounds weird. Why would Chuck Prophet be playing on a Pete Townsend song? Well, the thing just sort of stuck in the back of my head, and I started doing some investigating. Guess who did a dance remix of Len's Steal My Sunshine right around the same time he produced Chuck Prophet's album, The Hurting Business? Yes, it was Jaquire King. It's all coming together. It actually happened. Chuck Prophet plays on Len's Steal My Sunshine. Me and Stevie Simpkin are certain of it. Well, we're pretty certain anyways. We are still a little weirded out about the whole thing. You know, it's like, what's he building in there?
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Away my myself when I get home. You can wrap your legs around these bones. Rise, rise, you broken children, rise. I have faith in the great beyond, it's what they say, but you're still gone. I told him I was innocent, he said tell the truth, that's what I did. Rise, you broken children, rise. Rise, well I said rise, you broken children, rise. All right. Gonna keep the beat and the ground is gonna kiss my feet. In stolen shoes I'm Texas bound, in search of a man who can't be found. Rise, rise, you broken children, rise. Well, I said, rise, you broken children, rise.
You didn't even get to see the summer setting. should be lucky. Lucky I'm alive. One day you'll look blue like a flower. That flower been died and pumped so much shit into this river. The river flows into the sea. Every day I think about you. Could you ever think of me? If you were here, I'd pick you up, I'd make you say you had enough, I'd bite your skin, pull out your hair, why'd you go along and leave me here?
Hey, this is Chuck Prophet, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged on least the buds, all twisted wrong beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now the fuzz is there from not being there on a confusing morning week. Impair my tribe on lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me.
If you still must have time.
Making sure I'm not in too deep.
If you still must have time.
Keep me first and on my feet.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Jared! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R that week. My sticky buns were in the making straws at a big fat slurpy treats. And staring underneath.
much drama in ABC. It's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up funky ass shit nearly every single day. And can I kick a little something for the G's? And make a few friends as a breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 in the morning and our party's still jumping? Cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do, ho? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. Turn off the lights and close the doors. But what? We don't love them whores, and we gonna smoke in ounce to that. Jesus holds down like you motherfuckers.
Money and my money on my mind.
Rolling nice straight, smoking and no, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
Yeah.
my money and my money on my mind.
49 straight, smoking and sipping on gin and juice. Lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down that straight and flipping that iron, sipping on gin and juice.
Winnipeg, this is Shiny Ribs, and you're listening to both kinds of music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Both kinds of music, gin and juice there from the Gourds from their album Shine Box, cover of Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. Before that, the Jaquire King dance remix of Len's Steal My Sunshine featuring Chuck Prophet on guitar. Although, you'd have to point it out to me. I don't even hear any guitar in there, do you? It's all bass grooves and plinky plunks on a keyboard. I don't know. I still don't hear him, but damn it, he's on there. Two songs from the Jaquire King produced Hurting Business album from Chuck, Dying All Young and Rise. You should pick up Stevie Simpkins' book, What Makes the Monkey Dance, and read all about how a super obscure sample that Chuck used in that song Dying All Young taught him a real expensive lesson in sampling. Kind of funny. And Jaquire King's production of Mr. Tom Waits at the top of that set with What's He Building from the Mule Variations album. Well, we're going to listen to a couple of cuts here, recorded live here in Winnipeg at the long-departed Ms. Purdy's on Main Street. Remember Ms. Purdy's? Well, it's where Oh Susanna performed her first indoor Winnipeg show that I'm aware of. She played at the World Next Door Festival, I know. But I think her first indoor show, or maybe, did she play the Folk Festival before that? I don't know. We could look it up, but we're not gonna. We have no time. Anyways, it was 20 years ago that Oh Susanna played Ms. Purdy's on Main Street, March 3rd, 2001, to be exact. But it was just this week that our longtime heroine and new friend to the Stewdome, Susie Ungerleader, officially mothballed her moniker of Oh Susanna. If you go to any digital streaming platforms of any kind, you won't find Oh Susanna anymore. You're going to look for Susie Ungerleader. She's kind of the Canadian Dr. Seuss. She came upon the original lyrics of the song Oh Susanna, which for the longest time, I mean, if you're an alt-country type of an artist and your name is Suzanne, I mean, what greater name could you go under than Oh Susanna? It's a perfect thing. But, I mean, I know the Elmer Fudd version of that song, okay? That's the original version to me. And wasn't anything too outrageous about it, really. But if you do some digging, like Susie did, the original Stephen Foster lyrics, yeah, I can see why you'd want to ditch that name. And Susie did. And good for her. Now she just hopes that you'll forget that she was once upon a time a Kiss fan.
Well, are there any Kiss fans in the audience? My sister was a big Paul Stanley lover, and she kind of looked like Paul Stanley, too. She had big, fuzzy hair, and she got a perm in grade 7, and I'm a bit younger than her, and she got a big perm, and she tinted her hair purple, and she and her friend Leah Wilson were going to have a band called Tinted Purple, and they were going to wear French jeans, and I don't know what made those jeans French anyway. I don't know. those three little lines. I don't. Does anybody know what I'm talking about anymore? I don't know. And anyway, one day I got a hold of her Love Gun album, which inside this came this, I think it was a paper gun that had this kind of flap, and it would come out and it would say Love Gun, and which, you know what that really means. But anyway, one person knows what it means right here. Anyway, so I ripped this Love Gun one day, and that was one of the worst days of my life when I ripped my sister's Love Gun. She got really mad at me and was mean to me for the rest of the day, but I got her back because I bit her. That was my only recourse was violence, because she was a lot smarter than me and I was younger and she could whip me into shreds with her words. And but aside from that, she was basically the one that introduced me to all the cool music, and you know, because Kiss is cool. And so she had Ted Nugent and Rocky Horror Show, and I listened to the, I knew the soundtrack of Rocky Horror Picture Show before I even saw the movie, because I was a little too young to go to those midnight shows. And but what we would do is, you know, and we got into Pat Benatar and stuff like that, and we would put our big speakers, we were like the only family on our street of row houses that had a real stereo, so we would take our speakers and put them out on the porch and blast the tunes really loudly, because we knew that they needed community radio. And but one day things changed, because she came home with this album called Nevermind the Bollocks by the Sex Pistols, and she had cut all her beautiful permed hair off, and it was black after that, not purple. And so I handed her the scissors, and she cut off my beautiful feathered hair, and it all blew away into the wind. And my dad said I looked like Johnny Unitas, and I didn't know what that meant, but so we decided we were going to be anarchists, and but we were good anarchists, you know. We would call our moms if we're going to be late for dinner, and you know, we'd say, yeah, we're going to go to the Sub Ballroom and we're going to see the Dead Kennedys, but we'll be home on time at midnight, and don't you worry, we're going to be good anarchists. And because we knew that we wouldn't get our chicken dinner if we weren't good anarchists. So. But this is a song about those days, because we lived on a street called King's Road, and that's where the Sex Pistols got their start. Not on that particular King's Road, but we thought there was a psychic, fatalistic connection between us and the Sex Pistols, because we lived on King's Road. And so this is about us trying to be cool and dangerous, but actually we're quite benign and bourgeois and cute, I guess. Sunshine all day when you came to play, walked into a picture show and dreamed our lives away. Ran up the hill, crazy Jack and Jill, close your eyes and count to ten and I'll be back again. Bus stop blues, raining in my shoes, sucking on a cigarette, so Johnny riding cool. But did you know I'd still be waiting? I'd still be waiting for the rest of my days. Where did you go? 'Cause I'm still waiting. I keep hoping and I'm praying for the rest of my day. Meet me at noon at the Gag and Spoon, drugstore instant photographs, a teenage honeymoon. Eyes lined with goo, hair spiked with glue, sing me a song that's 3 chords long, inhale into a blue. But did you know I'd still be waiting? I'd still be waiting for the rest of my days. Where did you go? 'Cause I'm still waiting. I keep hoping and I'm praying. I keep hoping and I'm praying for the rest of my days. For the rest of my days. For the rest of my days. Is there anything anybody wants to hear?
You'll always be.
Oh, okay. Any other ones? Let's do the Time Warp. I could maybe do that one. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Oh, madness takes its toll. So listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. Well, the first time I saw heaven, you stood in my doorway. Said of gardenia and lily. By your voice I was led into a forest of cherry, and when you lay down beside me so softly, you did say, you'll always be my baby, my baby, my baby, yeah, you'll forever, always did end with the summer. I awoke in a bed that's as wide as a river, and a voice in my head that softly did say, you
my baby, my love.
Well, six seasons have weathered since you stood in my doorway. Now you're stinking of blood and hard liquor, and you've come for a favor for your sorry sight to cover, and you still got the nerve to solid say you owe this to me. Sew this suit together. Your yarn is a worn out old tether, and you better button that collar for y'all going out to pasture, and I'll be counting the bounty when softly I will say, you owe this to me, my baby, my baby, my baby, yeah. You owe this to me, my baby, yeah, my baby. My love.
Hi, folks. This is O. Suzanne, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
A Girl in Teen City. That was our favorite record of whatever year that record came out, I think, wasn't it? I think it was. I loved that album. Still love that album. Getting Ready was the title of that one. It's been a while, though. Be nice to get some new music. This time it'll be under the name Susie Ungerleader. Look for it in the miscellaneous U's. Before that, live at Ms. Purdy's on March 3rd, 2001, we heard a couple of cuts, King's Road and You'll Always Be, with a fabulous little intro, as requested by yours truly. I don't know if you could pick me out there, but yeah, that was me calling out for Time Warp. Pretty legendary cover, huh? You're welcome. So this is kind of cool. You know, we all love John Prine. And I'm sure we've all seen him about 1,000 times live over the years. I know, gosh, I'm up somewhere around 12 myself. Thing with John and live, though, he's got a lot of live albums. They all sound terrible. He's got at least, well, there's 3 of them for sure. Maybe even 4. But seriously, they all sound awful. They were all recorded beyond poorly. I don't know why. Well, finally, we have a good one. John Prine appeared at the 2017 Newport Folk Festival, and it was just announced it's being released by the Newport Folk Festival. That's who you have to go through to buy a copy of the 2LP set. Won't actually be rolling off the presses, apparently, until October, but you got to buy it now if you want to get one. They're only making so many of them, so I wouldn't dawdle. But the nice thing is if you do buy it now, you get the digital download right away, which is how we can now present to you, live from the 2017 Newport Folk Festival, with a bunch of super special guests, this is John Prine on the Twang Trust.
Thank you, and now I'd like to sing the only duet song I ever wrote in my life. It's very difficult to sing without a girl to sing it with you. We just been out on tour with the wonderful Margot Price. Margot, please come out and sing with me. All running, she thinks that crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. Never gonna let her go.
He ain't been late in a month of Sundays. Called him once and he was slipping my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. He's my baby, I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes.
Thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes to catch up on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big breast monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug chump. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's howling at the moon. He's my baby, don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up as
sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spite our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves. Michael Price.
Okay, man, I'm getting help everywhere these days, I'm telling you. All right. We're going to get a real good surprise for you here. This fellow actually was here last year, and he sang one of my songs, so I thought he might come back and sing another one. They traveled a long distance just to come here. Please welcome to the stage, Roger Waters. And from Lucius down there, we got Tess and Holly. Of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joe is somewhere on the road. And we lost Davy in the Korean War. Now I still don't know what for. It don't matter anymore. The old trees just grow stronger. Old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. Hello.
Just grow stronger. rivers go wilder every day. Poor people just go lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. If you're walking down the street sometime and spot some hollow ancient eyes, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care, but say hello in there. Hello. Hello in there. Roger Waters. Listen. Roger Waters. All right, welcome to Broadway. When I was a child, my family would travel down to Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are warm. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smell like snakes when shoot with our pistol, but empty pop bottles was all that we kill. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm a sorry, my son, but you're too late and asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is holding it away. Hey, Jason Wilbur, take a break.
To the timber and all of the land, dug for the coal till the land was forsaken. They rolled it all down as the progress of man.
Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and ask. Mr. Peabody's coal train hauled it away.
Now when I die, let my ashes float down the Green River and let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam.
I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Nuremberg, yeah, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and nasty. Mr. Peabody's coal train the hard way. Mr. Peabody's coal train to the hard way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is the hard way. Thank you all so much for the wonderful evening. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, John. It was wonderful indeed. That was Paradise, with a whole slew of folks on stage helping John out. Justin Vernon, Jim James, Nathaniel Rateliff, Roger Waters, Lucius, and Margot Price helping him out there. We started it off with Margot and John on In Spite of Ourselves, and Mr. Pink Floyd himself, along with the Lucius gals, on Hello in there. Pretty special. And it sounds great. It sounds so much better than all those crappy John Prine live albums. So it's nice we finally got a good one. Well, that's about it for the Twang Trust tonight, folks. Yeah, it's pretty goddamn bleak out there. But if you look hard enough, you just might find a ray of sunshine poking out of somewhere. You know what they say. You can never hold back spring. See you next week on the Twang Trust.
You can never hold back spring. You can be sure I will never stop believing. The blushing rose, it will climb. Spring ahead or fall behind. Dreams the same dream every time. Baby, you can never hold back spring. And even though you've lost your way, the world is dreaming. Dreaming of spring.